You're tuned into Arizona's number one home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Working hard to put a smile on every homeowner's face throughout the great state of Arizona. That's our job here at Rosie on the House.
Let's get started off with RJ in Peoria, called in first this morning. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, I'm going to be, I'm planning on mounting a big screen TV on with the brackets and everything on the wall. And the brackets are made for 16-inch centers, but I've got 24-inch centers. So I need suggestions on what kind of wood block or something to, you know, to mount it to it. And also dropping the wires behind the wall, interior wall, do I have to worry about fire blocks?
Well, how high are you going with the big screen TV? You're probably going to be below the fire blocking.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're going way high.
Not terribly high. It'll probably be like, I would say about 4.5-5 foot.
Yeah, well, you'll be right there in the vicinity of the fire blocking, but there's ways around it. And you know what, RJ? I'm going to give you the name of our home entertainment specialist, because he can talk you through the tricks of the trade that are very specific to that particular task that you're trying to get done.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's Stabley, home entertainment specialist. Their number is 480-325-5015. He'll actually be able to tell you about what brands and how to fish the wire. All of that can be done. You can fish the wires, even if you hit a fire blocking. There's a way you can get through that. It takes a little drywall patching, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as what kind of, I'm thinking if you're set up for 16-inch centers and your walls 24-inch centers, I would get some kind of a finished piece of wood in a maple or a oak or maybe in a sugar pine that would just paint out the color of the wall, and then I would screw anchor that in a good inch and a half thick to the studs, and then I would mount the mounting bracket to the big screen TV to that plate, that wood plate that I'm mounting. But again, give Don Stabley, the Rosie Certified Home Entertainment Specialist, at 480-325-5015. For any of you that are looking for home entertainment equipment, Don is a wealth of information and just really runs a nice operation.
We appreciate the call, and I know you'll appreciate talking with the Stableys. Judy Prescott, welcome, ma'am.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, on what is probably the property line or very close to it between my house and a neighboring house, there was a little, and I'm on a hill, fairly steep hill, and there was a little trickle of water that would come down when it rains. Well, the neighbor cleared out where that little trickle of water is and down and took out all the leaves and rocks and stuff so that it was just mud, and now it's just widening every time it rains, and I'm worried that it's going to cut into some trees and tree roots and stuff like that. So I want to know what I could fill that little trench with that would stay in place and keep the earth, the soil from running down into the street.
It may take more than that. It may take what we call water tumblers to actually slow the water down. Judy, what I want you to do is I want you to call our landscaping company in Prescott, Vicente Landscaping, and ask for Chris. The number is 636-1601. He'll come out and actually take a look at the property for free, and he'll give you a couple recommendations if for something you'd like to try and do yourself or if it's something you'd like to talk to him to have take care of for you. Again, that's Chris at Vicente Landscaping. Area code, of course, is 928. He's right there in Prescott. 636 1601. That's the kind of thing where you're just going to have to take a look at it and determine the best plan, because I think a lot of people had runoff problems.
I was going to say, any
didn't have runoff problems in a long time this past week.
Anyone with a tractor or any kind of grading experience or excavating is probably booked up the next 2 or 3 weeks, so be a little patient with the guys. It's obviously you don't want to see that washout happening, but in the next 3 weeks, no, your house won't float away till he can get there. Now, I don't know how busy he is. I'm just saying that industry, the roofers are busy right now.
The roofers are busy. To them, that storm is like silver dollars falling out of the sky.
Let's bring Roger in the conversation. Let's talk about a cabin basement. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I recently bought a cabin up on the rim, and it has a crawl space slash basement because you can stand up in part of it.
No.
And I want to build a workshop in there.
Okay.
So right now, the ceiling in there obviously is the floor joists with rolled insulation in there.
Okay.
And I want to cover that. And I was thinking maybe like OSB with the foil on one side, or, you know, so my question is, what would you recommend?
That ends up being the bottom of the floor joist, ends up being the ceiling of your future shop.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. OSB would be fine. The fact that you're completely and totally going to enclose it as a finished room, you could even wait and cover it with sheetrock after you actually got the rest of the walls and the floor poured and everything else. So there's a couple options there. Sheetrock is one, OSB is another, T111 is another. Plenty of options there. Congratulations on the purchase of the cabin. Opens the line for you at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.